want this.
Have you missed it when I've been saying I didn't want to bother
you? Were lying last week when you talked about the REC raid. You said they were here in full reg gear. They weren't in reg gear.
They were here at the TSGs. I didn't say
they
that.
They were here.
I never mentioned reg gear.
Yeah, well, go back to Radio 4 and talk to them about it.
They were heavily armed. They were carrying rifles.
They were wearing the usual.
Tensions were high in the bogside today as the clean-up operation got underway. Among those surveying the damage were Sinn Féin MEP Martina Anderson.
Well, we're looking at a bonfire that's still smothering away here. We have the fire brigade here to put out the rest of it. Derry City and Strabane Council are here in a clean-up operation. The place is an absolute mess. This was not done in the name of the people of the Bogside. I'm a resident of the Bogside, a very proud resident of the Bogside. This was an act of defiance against a community that did not want this done in their name.
I'm Mary Nealis. I live here. I was actually born here in the Bogside and I live here now. I'm standing with you in the middle of a slum. I think that the community has been held to ransom by a small group of young people, probably the 12 who are hanging down there this morning, protecting the havoc that they've created for the people here in the area. I can tell you now, for one, I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Mary Nealis says a community meeting was held at Dove House on Thursday to discuss the bonfire. She says it was attended by some of the young people in the area.
They didn't want to talk about the future, they just wanted to talk about the bonfires. And it was, we're going to have a bonfire, even if everybody else in the Bogside doesn't want a bonfire, we're going to have it. And I don't know what you call that. I call it anarchy, and I call it anti-democratic, and I call it young people actually telling the people of this area what we should do and how we should live. I'm 81 years old, I didn't grow up here and didn't fight to get this place developed, I did all my life. But they have young people now at my age tell me what I should do and how I should live. I will not agree to that.
So what about those young people? What did they think about the situation?
It's our tradition. They have a bonfire. This is our thing that we have every year. If a water side can have it, the fountain can have it, why can we not have it? And at the end of the day, they try to take a bonfire down, but why should we take our bonfire down when the fountain has theirs, the water side has theirs, and we're sitting? See, at the end of the day, they try to come down and ask to take us up a banking. See, at the end of the day, are they going to get us, the lorry, to take a wood up a banking? No. So we're going to sit and we're going to have it where we decide to have it. Full stop. That's the way it is. At the end of the day, we're pure, genuine bog people. And we'll do whatever it takes. They have our bonfire and there's never anybody going to stop us.
But are these young people open to discussion about the location of the bonfire in the future?
At the end of the day, see if we can get a destination. They have our bonfire, know where we're going to have it instead of having this whole argument about everything. I would have no bother. And see the wains that they collect every year, they would have no bother. But see the fact that we have no destination, they have a bonfire, down a bog, up a banking. What are we supposed to do? There's nobody comes to us and says to us every year, we're supposed to have a bonfire. Nobody tells us. We collect here every year. We enjoy collecting the whole bog, enjoy themselves, because we have one fire a year. The wains collect and do it, and the wains don't even thanks for it.